The Burt Show.
Who are Mandy and Brian?
Mandy and Brian are a couple from here in Atlanta. They're a boyfriend and girlfriend, and both of them wanted to travel the world. So they decided to just go for it. And they sold a bunch of stuff and put all their things in storage and got all their affairs together and went out to travel the world together. And we've been following them all around the world, not only the ups and downs of travel and where they've been and sort of exciting stories of the countries they visited, but also the ups and downs of their relationship. And so the last we heard from Mandy was via email. Because when we had talked to her, she said that it had been coming up almost on a year that they had been traveling, right? And that Brian was going to continue traveling and that she was going to come home and that that was going to be the end of the relationship. But they hadn't planned on that until April. And then the last we heard from her was in an email where she was really upset, so much so that she didn't feel like she could talk to us in person because she was still so emotional about their breakup. And she said maybe that she had made a mistake. So we wanted to actually talk to her, maybe give her a little time under her belt, some breathing room to kind of get her emotions in order and then be able to share her story with us.
Because it sounded like it was mutual, though, because like last time when we read the email that on their website, on their blogs, like each one was kind of talking to the other through the blog and both upset about the separation. So
Brian wrote a post about them walking away from each other. I think it was at a post office. And now he went out to the street and looked after her, but didn't want to cry in public. And then she was walking away. Well, she ended up responding to his post saying, "I had the same thoughts." And it was kind of, it was actually very movie-esque that they were both walking away from each other crying, but nobody wanted to admit to crying in public. And so when we first discussed this, Mandy wasn't available to come on with us because it was so fresh, but she joins us now from beautiful Italy. Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hi. Good.
Where in Italy are you?
I am in Venice.
Oh, that's a beautiful city. I got to go there a couple years ago.
It's amazing. And, you know, I'm just kind of, right now I'm hanging out, killing time till, I'm actually going to meet up with Brian in a couple of days. So,
you are.
You know, so I was sad I didn't go home a couple of days ago like I was supposed to, but there are worse places to kill time than Venice.
No kidding.
So tell us about, because that's new, that you are now going to reunite with Brian. What happened since the last email?
Okay, well, since the last email, I have finally mostly stopped crying uncontrollably and I'm keeping my emotions in check a little better. We've kind of been communicating with each other by email, and as you know, like, talking about, like, your feelings and big serious issues like, you know, what are we going to be together? Are we not? Can this work? Doesn't really work by email. And so we realized that he and his parents would be in Italy just a couple of days after I was supposed to leave. And so I said, you know, why don't I just stay? It's just a few extra days and we can talk about this in person. So I don't really know what's going to happen, but we're at least going to get together and talk about things face to face.
Okay.
And what, I mean, if it's not too personal, what type of things are you going to be talking about? Because you don't talk unless there's hope of continuing, right?
Right. And it kind of started with, you know, we'd separated for a couple of weeks. And once I got over, and I have to be honest, it was really nice to travel by myself for a bit. I mean, we spent so much time together. It was really nice to be alone and all that. But then once that kind of wore off, I thought, oh my God, what have I done? I missed him so much. And it felt like it's so much more than just getting over a breakup. It was kind of I've really messed up. I really want to be with this person. And crap, now I'm not. And so I kind of started it and told him, you know, I'm still crazy about you. And the reason we'd separated, as you know, was because really I wanted to go home and he kind of wanted to keep going and we didn't think it would work. But I started thinking there's got to be a way we can compromise, make this work. So that's kind of what we're talking about is what do we both want for the future and is there a way to make that, you know, mesh together somehow?
Would you be willing to stay with him in a relationship but allow him to continue to travel while you come back home?
That would be part of it, but, I mean, it would be hard to do that for a really long time. Like, you know, a couple of months, that'd be fine, but, you know, more of it, you know, if it's going to be like another year or something of us being apart, I don't know how well that would work. So we kind of need to discuss, I'm willing to stay on the road a little more, if he's willing to come home maybe a little sooner, and then, so we have to kind of figure out a way.
Now, in the breakup with you guys, did it seem balanced? I mean, did you both seem as equally upset about the decision you were making, or is one of you more trying to save this than the other?
When we broke up, it was more of a, it was never, I don't like you, I don't want to be with you. It was more of a, our situation is kind of, you know, we're going separate ways. It'd be like if one of us wanted to have kids and the other didn't. You know, you can't really reconcile that. So it's you either get over it or you break up. And so it kind of ended up like that for us. And but now I feel like it's not totally one-sided, the wanting to get back together, but I think it is a little more me than him. He's a little more hesitant, and I can't put words in his mouth, but he seems a little more hesitant and a little more afraid of getting hurt and kind of going down this road again, only to have us realize, you know, we do want separate things and have to go through this all over again.
For whatever reason, I think it's the coolest thing in the world that you guys are meeting in Italy. Where is he now?
He is in Greece right now.
Yeah, that's just a cool thing, because when I meet people, it's like, you know.
At Moe's.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, which, you want to meet at Moe's? Yeah, which one? Buckhead or Roswell Road? Sandy Springs.
Right.
Well, Roswell Road really is the Athens of Fulton County.
What's even crazier is we're not only meeting in Italy, but we're meeting in probably Verona. And, you know, that's the Romeo and Juliet fame. And so I'm like, you know, it's romantic and it's sweet, but I know how they turned out, and that's not really what I'm hoping for.
I hope yours ends better.
What would your
me too.
What would your ideal resolution to this whole thing be?
I would like to get back together.
And would you? And it, so if you guys have that conversation and he says, okay, I want to go to Prague, do you go with him?
Well, my proposal to him was this. We both want to go back to school. I was planning to start a little sooner than him, so I'm kind of trying to propose that I'll keep traveling for the summer rather than going back and starting school in the summer, and then we could maybe both go back and start school in the fall, and then we would still have our summers to travel, and if we could just do that till we both, you know, finish getting new degrees and that kind of thing. So I would keep traveling, but I do want to be home by fall.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like wanting to get back together with him is sort of a knee-jerk reaction to being alone?
I don't think so. I mean, I've worried about that. Like, what if this is just part of the healing process? And you know, of course it hurts and I need to get over it. But it feels like it's a lot more than that. Like, I feel like this is someone that I really love and care about and, you know, could spend my life with. And so I feel like the way we left things, we had just spent so much time together. We were getting on each other's nerves so bad. It may be made me take him for granted, and I started to think, you know, you're kind of irritating. This isn't the person I want to be with. But now that I've had distance, I realized the things that bugged me were really stupid, and, you know, it's like, it's not a problem at all, and I would rather be with him than not.
Okay.
The pressure or anxiety that you must have felt, because the only way that you guys could communicate was via email, which I'm assuming takes place at internet cafes and whatnot.
Right.
I would imagine that you send him an email, because I'm flashing back to high school, like when you're going to call the girl, you know, and you leave her a message.
Right.
And then you start doing the things where you check the dial tone to make sure the phone's still working. I would imagine that you send him a message from an internet cafe and walk four blocks and see another internet cafe and duck in. Yeah, and duck in there and buy a little 10-minute thing and just check it again to see if he happens to be writing back.
It was close to that. And, actually, I was traveling with my dad at the time. My dad came and just traveled the last 2 weeks with me, and he just left. And so it was really great to have my dad here, but I feel really bad because all during his vacation, I would just randomly start crying. And so we'd go to the internet cafes, and, like, I'd get an email from Brian, and whether it was good or bad, I'm sitting there, like, sobbing, and my poor dad's just kind of sitting there like, okay, it's okay. And, or we'd be walking down the street, and I'd start crying. But I think he kind of got used to it, and I'm like, okay, can we go to the internet cafe again, Dad?
Aww, sweet Dad.
The meeting with Brian is going to take place when?
On Friday.
Well, I'm sure you've already arranged this with Tracy, but we will want to get caught up with you if that's cool.
Yeah, as long as, you know, I'm not an emotional wreck again, that would be fine.
Okay.
Well, so we appreciate you being so open and honest and sharing your life with us. We know that's not always easy to do.
It kind of helps me, like, think about it, and sometimes, you know, to hear other people's perspective, it makes me realize, like, am I being crazy? Should I be doing this? But, you know, so at least your questions kind of help me process, too.
What do you do with...
We're all crazy. So, I mean, that answer is yes for every single person who asks themselves, am I crazy? Yes, everybody's crazy.
What do you do when you're...
That's life.
Because, like, you know, when girls break up and a relationship ends, they go and they circle with their other girls and they talk about it and analyze it and everything. Who did you do that with? Were you able to do that with anyone?
Not really. I mean, my dad a little, and now I'm staying at this hostel, and it's all girls at the hostel, and so I thought, oh, this will be great. We'll have some girl time, and you know, maybe we can talk about things, but maybe these people are strangers. They don't want to hear about my relationship drama.
They're like, isn't this the most beautiful place in the world? And you're saying, I am so miserable.
You should just go into a cafe where they're not speaking predominantly English, and just go in there and talk, and they'll stare at you, and then it'll be almost like you're in a circle.
We appreciate the honesty, and we hope to hear from you an update one way or the other.
Good luck.
Okay.
The Burt Show.